Hey guys, what's up? It's Drake. I'm back again, and this is not any normal episode. This is a very special episode where I am joined by none other than Carl from the Crystal to Join podcast. How are you today, Carl?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you again so much for being here. So one of the things I have planned for today is a little bit of a Laloon tutorial, because I know you're the Laloon king. I've seen your crazy three-star war attacks that I would have gotten a one-star in with your so how often do you use Laloon? Is that like an everyday thing, or is that just some bases dictate it?
Yeah, it's more of a base-by-base attack for me. I'm still kind of like a hogger at heart. So
okay.
That's kind of my preference is hogs, but I always try to Laloon as much as I can, or attempt to, because I just think it's like kind of like an art form, and I think it looks like the coolest. So I try to Laloon as much as possible, but I'm still kind of a hog person at heart.
I mean, hog, it's the closest thing you can get to Laloon on ground, because you have to be very specific and not hit, you know, key defenses with your hogs, or it can go down just as fast as a Laloon. So it makes sense that those are your two things. Now, one thing I want to ask before this is, I want to, as I'm trying to get people on my show and talk to them. So what is the story behind your name? Is your name just Carl, so you went with that, or is there some story behind that?
There's not really a ton of story behind it. It was the big Supercell Super Bowl commercial is what I saw, like a whole bunch of others. And so saw the commercial, actually grabbed somebody else's iPad to download the game.
Okay.
And you know, I had to punch in a name, and it was like one of those things where, instead of like sitting there for, because I didn't have like, you know, a gamer tag that I've been using my entire life, I've been like mixing it up. And so I was like, I want to get playing. I don't want to sit here for 5 minutes and think about, you know, what I want to be called. So I just used my real name. And so that's why I am Carl.
Okay. I mean, I like the short, obviously I'm Drake. It's easy to type. It bothers me when someone has a name and it's like, you know, 16 characters, it's not so easy. You know, it's fine if, like, you know, Buckshot MC or whatever he is, you can shorten that really easily, but the long names annoy me when you're trying to type it out in chat. So I like typing your name, Carl. It's very easy, so thank you for making my life easy.
No worries, thank you.
Okay, so one thing I want to do later in this episode is I'm going to do one of my war attacks live. So I want to tell you my plan and show you that base so that you can advise me if my plans, and just, you know, say good, great work, Drake, if it's good. So you can get into Clash while you're on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I need to make you co-leader for you to see the war?
I can see everything. You let me know what you're up to and I will tell you what I think.
So I am on 19. It's Jibin SS.
Okay.
So this base, I had two kind of plans. I'm definitely going to homie it, because I can easily draw the CC with my queen walk and probably get both heroes too. So that's like a no-brainer. Is that good so far?
Yep.
Okay. And then the thing I was struggling with was, should I wall break in to... Okay, so hold on. Let me just lay out this base for the people listening, since they can't all look at it. It is a sort of square base with a compartment that is an island at the bottom. If you're looking at it on your screen, it's at the bottom of the screen. The town hall and the eagle are in the middle, but not right next to each other. And then there is two single target infernos right next to the a multi-target inferno next to the eagle. And the air pushers are pointing kind of north and south. So if I queen walk in from the side, that won't be a problem with my healers. The CC is kind of down and to the left in the middle of the base. And the queen and king are right next to that. So I'm thinking that if I send a queen walk in from about 8 o'clock, that will draw the king, queen, and get the CC. So is that, where would you start your queen walk for this one, Carl?
Yeah, so I just want to kind of expand upon the base that you kind of mentioned there, because there is that basically southern island, and there's a whole bunch of other compartments that people are used to. But the unique thing about this base is that there's basically open channels that the queen can walk through. So I like your idea of basically punishing for basically free queen pathing. The only thing that I would mention is that Southern Island has that air defense that could grab your healers, and it's only four tiles away from the wall, and so your queen can grab it. So you could actually, if you want to, you could wall break in there, kind of like you're thinking, or you can try to walk the air defense because you can grab it. That would be the only thing, because if your queen survives and gets more value, like you could even almost like push up into the infernos, into the core, that would help as well. But
so the other thing I had thought is to try and queen walk the eagle into that compartment, and then, or more queen charge into the eagle and deal with the CC, try to draw the CC and have it go to the queen. So would you be looking for just a walk to the CC, or would you try and walk the eagle after drawing the CC with, say, a hog or a loon or whatever?
I like your original plan of just going straight at the heroes and the CC, because if you can kind of clear that section, you're already looking at the path for the homies for your next phase, because I think that's as equally as important, because you want to keep them tight and then tow them over the town hall, because it is a 5-star town hall 12, so you got the bomb with it.
Yep. So my plan was homies from sort of left. If I get the queen charge right, it will keep them all on the upper side of the base, and they will go to the eagle pretty quickly. How's that sound?
So you're thinking about having your queen clear from like basically 9 to 7:30 and then in, is that your plan?
9 to 7:30. Yes. Yep. That's right.
And then your homies from where exactly again?
About 9:30, right at that compartment with the archer tower and the wizard tower.
You could, if you use your king and siege barracks to kind of help push them, the only thing that I would kind of think is that that's kind of like a lot of trash buildings and a lot of spread of buildings. It wouldn't be super tight pathing for your homies.
Okay.
But if you, like just kind of, for instance, if you charged into that 6 o'clock, like island, then you can see that it would clear, like you could have like clear from like 6 to 4:30, and then you can, and so that will start setting your pathing, and then you'd have a siege barracks and king at like 2 o'clock, like 2 and 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then that would leave basically a tight path all the way to the town hall.
That's good.
There's some trash that will kind of pull things away from the eagle that you might have to put your king like up higher, like at 1:30, to try to grab those gold storages. So that way you hopefully push the homies towards the eagle. That would be the only thing, is maybe the eagle goes. But if there's Teslas by the eagle, then it could pull the homies in.
Yeah, so I had planned before, when I was going to come from the other side, there is a dark elixir storage pretty close to the top of the base. I mean, not a dark elixir storage, a dark elixir pump. I was going to drop an E-drag on that because there's no defenses that can reach it for a little while, and it could take out like 6 or 7 buildings. Mm-hmm. Just with the first set of zaps. So if I do that, that kind of eliminates some of that problem. And then maybe a baby drag for cleanup on the back end, and it should be good. So
yeah, I think the E-drag is good. It's just you have to make sure that you're really getting the value, because you're using 30 troop space, which is pretty expensive.
Five or whatever it would be. Okay. Yeah. So that's... okay, that's just make sure we're basically on the same page there. Troops are training for that now, and I will hit that later in the episode. All right, Laloon, here we go. What kind of things make you think a base is something that should be Lalooned?
So what I'm looking for in the Laloon is basically trading targets for toys, is that how I like to refer to it as. And what I mean by that is there's kind of a hierarchy of things that I'm looking for that basically I have to take out before I can start the Lalo point of it. And you only have basically so many toys or weapons that you can use to do it. So basically I'm trying to get those trades, like trade for the targets for my toys, and then As long as I can get trades how I see that kind of works, then I'll choose the Lalo. And so, you know, there's different versions of the Lalo, but I think that these days everything has to start with is the base like zappable, and then you kind of move from there. So I think by now most people, you know the seven. So I'll kind of start with like the 13. I know you wanted to talk about other town halls as well, but I'll just kind of speak 13 because the concepts kind of trickle down. So I think everyone's aware of the seven zap Lalo variant where you take out the CC. So that way you have like way less things to worry about. But there's also kind of the lower zap variants. And when you're talking about like five zaps, you can look for, you know, scatters and that kind of thing that are like a major problem. So I kind of take the targets as, you know, you have your musts, your like higher priorities, and then you have what you can use to kind of counter them. So your musts are pretty easy. It's like the queen, the royal champ, and the CC. Those ones are like absolutely a gotta get, or else you're just kind of wrecked. And then the next tier is definitely your scatter shots, your multi infernos, wizard towers, basically things that melt loons, and especially scatter shots. Like usually when you start your first phase, you really need to basically get one scatter shot, as well as your like air defenses and town halls. So that's kind of like what I'm looking for, like how much value I can get. And then you can determine whether you're going to do a charge, a sui, a zap, that kind of thing, so that you can kind of take your offense to trade for your defense. And so for, you know, just for your toys, you basically have your king, queen, and champ. Your warden always basically goes with the Lalo. So those are things that you can use to trade, as well as your siege machine. And typically you're looking at basically a drag in the siege machine most of the time, because you basically need that drag to trade for, I mean, it's a nice insurance for the town hall as well, but you basically a lot of times trade the drag for either the queen or the champ. And so you have that, you know, and the slammer and the blimp are no slouches. Like obviously they do quite a bit of damage with it.
Do you normally use the air siege machines almost always with when you're doing Lalu?
Yeah, pretty much always. Like every once in a while you can use, depending on the base layout, like if the town hall kind of has like low defenses protecting it, you can, and it's kind of on the outside, you can maybe use a wall wrecker with like some Yetis or something in it. That you can make, if you can trade a siege machine for the town hall, that's pretty good value, because then you have basically a free tome in the middle of the raid to get through a scatter or something like that, or a couple of multis. And then the last toy is like the hardest one, but it's actually pretty sweet. Is if you don't really have like a plan, or you want to use your siege machine like a slammer and just go all loons or something, you can do a real late deploy on the headhunters and then tome them, because they're real fast. So if you send the Lalo and then you do wait for a couple defenses to go down and send your headhunters basically to chase down the maid squad, and you get a good timing on your tome, those tomed headhunters can take down heroes. So that's kind of that's a tricky one, but that's also kind of something you can have in your toolbox.
Okay. Yeah, that's, so when you, do you ever do a queen walk? Cause you said you do the zap. So do you ever do a queen walk with your Lalos?
Yeah. So I think that for me, the queen walk is a little bit harder, because it's a little bit, you're investing a lot into the queen walk, and you just have a lot less hounds and loons. And for me, it's a little bit harder for me to like get the bigger picture. And so like with the zap and the suis, it's kind of like you're kind of segmented where your phase is into, like their phases are kind of independent. And for me, when you're doing the walk, it's like, it's just more things to think about, like, hey, am I actually getting enough value? Just maybe it's just because I don't have enough practice with it compared to the other attacks for doing the charge. But yeah, it's still something that you should look at, because if you can do like, you know, your standard three rage charge, if you can grab like heroes, town hall, scatter, something like that, that will make your Lalo like pretty easy if you can grab like that kind of value.
Yeah. So one of the things I struggled with Lalo, because I was practicing it this week, and I will warn you, I am terrible at it. I of like the one star 60%, is when you're Lalloing, do you make a plan to get the town hall and secure the two star, or just going for three? And if you don't get three, you're getting 1%. I mean, yeah, 1%, one star.
It depends on the format. So like the one hit formats, like clan war league, CWLs, mm-hmm. you got to have the backup plan. So I think that that's why the, having the drag in there is good, because if you do dragon loons, that's a backup plan for the town hall. If you whiff it, that you can send a blimp at the town hall and you'll be fine. So, one hit formats, I definitely have a backup plan for two. If it's multi-hit formats, I always go for three, mostly because it's fun and I'm going to see how it goes. Yep. But for the one hits, I have a backup plan.
Yeah. There's no glory in a two star, even though, you know, no. supposedly they win wars. There's just no glory.
Agreed.
All right. So a couple things I just wanted to mention, you covered most of this, about Lalloon, is when I was messing all of them up, I learned that funneling is still important. Even though you're not funneling just buildings, you're funneling defenses. Mm-hmm. If I don't plan, you know, okay, I'm just going to use, you know, four loons and a haste here, and I'm going to use that, you know, mortar and that archer tower, it can send your loons off all the wrong way. So for those listening who are worse attackers than me, if that's imaginable, you know, make sure you're funneling your defenses, and it can sometimes be hard to see in amongst the other buildings, but try and funnel those. And then if you don't get the queen and the CC down, with, you know, a first set, you're just gonna fail. Like, it, I've never had a Lalloon work where, you know, the queen or a couple CC troops stayed alive through the whole thing and do enough damage to end the attack. Whenever I've had, especially if it's an E-Drag or Wizard or something like that, they just obliterate the attack. So any final words on Lalloon aside from the things we've already talked about?
The only thing is just to keep trying it, and because eventually things will start to click. And I think one of the important things is that, you know, when people are kind of doing homies, it's pretty easy to, as you're deploying your troops on the screen, that you can either drag your finger across, or you can just set three fingers on. Like, there's like a lot, you can basically just spam the homies in.
Yeah.
And you do it in a specific order. Like, you delay the hogs because they're so fast, yada, 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 that whole stuff. But for Lalo, it's exactly what you're talking about, is it's really not great to just spam your, loons kind of around. You want to deploy them in bunches and kind of look for those specific defenses, because you want you still want them either to go in like a clockwise counterclockwise fashion, or like push straight through. And so if you target the defenses and then know when you need to save loons for the backside to help, as your like hounds and stuff push in and start taking damage, and deploy those back end loons so that they grab those defenses, so your main force doesn't wander out. So I would basically practice your loon placement, and then suggest not doing kind of the spammy finger style, and more do like, you know, a 3 to 4 specific loon drop targeted at a defense you want them to go to, and get that loon pathing.
Okay. And what spells do you use to support your loons? Because I've tried, sometimes I'm doing zaps, or I'll bring a couple haste. What do you like to use for that?
So for the Lalo portion specifically, it's only hastes and freezes, and and the ratio is usually about 50-50, and then you kind of have to look at what you got left. Like, if there's a lot more splash on the back end, sometimes freezes are a little bit better, you kind of have to say. But these days, most everything is, like, you know, zap is kind of ruling the meta, so you don't have a lot of spells to play with, and so you only have basically like 5 extra spells, because it's so expensive to do the 7 zap. But for the Lalo phase, just freeze and haste. If you're going to charge, usually you're doing the 3 rage and a poison to support that phase, and mm-hmm. then what you got left, you're doing the haste and the freezes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think one of my problems this week, and this is just, I should have realized why I was struggling so much, blame it on this for now, is my warden was down until a couple hours ago. So I couldn't get more than one star, because if I got the town hall, it killed all my loons. And at the town hall, then I obviously wasn't getting 3 stars. So I was kind of limited because getting the town hall was just a curse for the rest of the pack. So now my wounds back up. That should be a little better.
Yeah, if I mean, it's as long as you're hitting like big bases, if you don't have your warden, you're not going to be able to do it. And especially the bomb is a particularly brutal on the loons. And so, yeah, I can see why that didn't work.
Yeah, that was part of my disaster. Now, I might try it again this week as I go along and not do any better. So I won't blame it all on that for now. All right, so back for the next port. The show, and I'm doing my live war attack. So I just took about 10 minutes to have Carl help me plan. Just as a side note, this is all just a ploy to get Carl to help me with my war attacks. The podcast. The podcast will be ending after today. This is just to get Carl. So I'm at the base, and Carl has explained everything to me. So there's no reason I should. And I'm going to anyway, but we're going to do this. So I'm going in. One more thing, Carl, before. What is the timing on versus dropping the siege barracks? Is that drop the siege barracks afterwards?
So you're gonna want to basically at the point that you know that the queen is going to get the pathing that you want, you have to deploy your siege barracks kind of ahead of time because you need your siege barracks. It takes quite a time for those whiz to come out to help with the funnel.
Right.
So I would suggest for you, I would basically suggest after you get your queen in, and it's going to be, she's going to be engaging the enemy heroes in CC like pretty quick, that kind of once you know you have that under control, you want her to work a little bit more to basically get the rest of the buildings to get that town hall pathing. And as soon as you know that she's good to go, drop that siege barracks as soon as you can, because you need to let that siege barracks work. And then you want the hogs to pop out like kind of at a good time, either to kind of support the main force or to kind of back it up later. So,
And we did not go over spells. So I have 4 heals because I have 1 in the CC, 2 rage, 1 free. Should I have a poison for the queen? I should.
Say your spells again.
It's I have a heal in my CC and then 3 of my heals, 2 rages, and a freeze.
Do a poison and do another rage.
Okay, and so cut 1 of the heals.
And you should only really need 2 heals because you only have, there's 2 singles.
Right.
But I guess you're a 13. I guess 3 is fine. I would definitely do 3. Do a poison for sure. And do a 3 rages for sure.
Okay. So that will be, so I have 2 rages. So I need to train a poison. And then that will leave me with 1. So a CC heal, and then just 1 more heal for the homies, or 2 heals.
You could do 3 rage, 3 heal, and a poison is good. Okay. You could also throw in. I would go with that. You could add freezes just in case, like if your queen. The freezes are good for an emergency backup plan, kind of we talked about with those singles, that you could freeze the singles and that buys your queen a lot of time. So it's, I would say it's kind of personal preference to go 3 and 3, or you can go 3 rage, 2 heal, 2 freeze.
Okay. So I'm going with the... I'm sorry, I'm distracted. My dog is barking like a maniac. So I have my 3 heals, including... see, and then what happened? Okay, I need to edit 1 of those out. All right, now I have, oh my goodness, the, so it'll be 3, 3, and a poison, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'll end. Oh no, wait, I can't. Yeah, poison, got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and 1 freeze, so that all works out. No, not 1 freeze,
poison.
Right, just the poison. No,
11th, yes. Yep.
Okay, thank you for helping me think. Okay, got that squared away. And I'm going to look over this 1 more time. 3 heals, 3 rages, 1 freeze. I'm sorry, not 1 freeze, 1 poison.
1 poison. And don't be stingy on the rages, too, when you're, because you're going to get in the thick of it. And make sure to get at least 2 of them down pretty quick once you actually like get into the main heart of the base.
Okay, here we go. Scouting 1 more time just because I'm scared, and we are attacking. So I start with my funnel. You can watch live and commentate and spot or whatever.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm in. I'm going to start with my baby dragon and loon. Should I drop one loon? Okay, one loon. Has the coconut.
Do two loons.
Yeah. And then two more.
One more.
And the baby dragon. Ah, oh, crap. Should have stayed home with those. Okay. Now, Yeti. Okay, that was too far down. Nailed itself. And then two heal it. Two great for support.
Two whiz.
Two whiz.
Okay, get the queen down, Coco.
Queen down. I was too far over. Healers. I'm dropping those. And get those in.
Switch to a siege barracks when you can.
Right, thank you. Okay. Now, should I rage the queen yet?
No, keep waiting. Keep waiting.
Okay, was that? Was that Sneaky Goblin?
They look like it. All right, get ready for your first rage, but not yet. Okay, rage.
Crap.
Poison.
Poisoned. Okay, she's doing that. I'm going to help
Queen her. Queen barely didn't get autos. So that's perfect.
I'm going to help her with a wizard to take out all those skeletons.
You're fine. You're okay. All the witches, let's see here. All the witches outside the poison, but you're going to get them.
Yep. Okay, so that's done. Should I go?
Get ready for another rage here. Yep, siege barracks is fine. Rage again.
Oh, no. All right, we're going to use that ability and hope she gets through far enough to get those healers into the rage. Okay, so they're rage now. Now,
that's fine.
I'm going to get my
siege barracks siege king.
Barracks and...
Oh, queen is walking around. Perfect if you can support her.
Oh, no, she's going to die because of that single.
Yeah.
All right, well, bye-bye her. Okay, now the king above, left or right of the siege barracks.
Up top, okay. Higher north. Oh, that's way too high. Oh, that's not 3 o'clock. Okay.
I know. I dropped the siege barracks wrong. Okay.
I would put your king, still put your king at three. Leave the siege barracks go. That's kind of a lost cause. Put your king at three.
And then homies yet?
Wait.
This is not going to plan, Carl.
No, that's fine. Keep going. I would, after the thing, king ability. Oh, King Billy, because you need the funneling. Right. Okay, now put all your homies at three.
Okay.
Just go ahead and three. Warden and Hogs. Yep, you're fine.
Time is
okay.
Going to be the only issue.
Yep, that's fine.
But it is going to be an issue. Should I rage them?
Nope. Nope. Wait. Okay. Heal over top the singles and the expos and everything. Your first heal. Yep.
All right. I want to use the rage, Carl. Should I?
Yeah. Okay, wait. Okay, wait for the homies to get closer and then rage with the homies there. Rage and heal again.
All right, at least
and then get ready on
start.
The tome.
Come on, get the... This is just disastrous.
It's fine. Wait, so wait.
We're out of time, Carl.
Tome.
All right, that was just bad. All right, for all the listeners, I'm sorry, I kind of zoned out of actually talking to you there. That was a 67% one star. And wow.
The only thing that I would say, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've been doing a ton of like helping people with plans and spotting over the last couple months, is it's kind of like one of those things that you almost need to know what your next basically two like finger clicks are before you're kind of like, you basically need to be thinking ahead so many clicks. Like I can see that you knew kind of what was going on, but you're kind of just like a couple seconds late each time. So
it's like
they kind of
wasn't
synergizing together.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that definitely could be something, because that actually definitely could have worked if I'd had an extra 30 seconds or a minute. 'Cause when time ran out. So
yeah. Okay.
Well, that's over. That was just generally a disaster. But next up, we have a little game I've made just special for you, Carl. So I am going to end that recording. So I will invite you in just a second. We're at 15 minutes. All right, back with our last thing of the day. And so this should be fun. What we're doing right now is a little friendly challenge game, me versus Carl. And just for this game, Carl, I'm saying you don't get to use your royal champion or I don't know. So you're a Town Hall 13. I'm a Town Hall 12. What do you think is a fair handicap for you to be with?
I will do no RC, and how about I do way less troop space?
Okay, I was thinking, so what I had written down was no Royal Champion, no CC or Siege Machine, but if you think troop space is good, that's fine. Okay, so,
we can do that. That sounds good. So okay. I can do full army, no Royal Champion, no right. Siege, basically. Okay.
Yep. So here's how it's going to work, because it's not just a straight-up challenge. We are going to take turns picking troops, and if I choose a troop, you can't use it. So I will give you the opportunity to take the first troop, and I'm saying 5 troops each, pick them, and then we got to attack each other. So go ahead. What is your choice?
Well, this is easy. Healers.
Yeah, I know. I really wanted the first. Okay. Right. This isn't like a sexy, exciting pick, but I'm taking E-Drags. So, hold on, let me just write down. I have E-Drags. Man, I wanted healers. I was hoping you would mess that up somehow. Okay, on to you.
Wall breakers.
Okay. Those were not on my top, like, 30 troops, so that's good. I'm going to take, and with my E-Drags, I'm going to use... Man, because now I feel like I'm locked into the E-Drags, and I probably could have gone with something homies, but I'm going to put in some balloons.
Okay.
So I've got loot.
I will take hogs.
See, I need to just stop you from getting homies now, because this will be just bad. All right, I'm taking miners. Not going to use any.
Try to block me.
Yeah, just to block you. Yeah. But hogs is fine on a Town Hall 12 for you, so that's really not going to help me.
Okay, so we have 2 more troops each, right? Yes.
Yep.
I will take... Are the wizard and the party wizard independent separate troops, or are they like the same troop?
If you take one, you get both.
All right. I'll do wizards. I'm going to take the party wizards, obviously.
Right. Okay, now I feel like I have everything I need. I'm going to take... Oh, man, this is rough now. What am I going to do with balloons, E-Drags, and miners? All right, well, I'm just going to have to be shooting for percentage on your base, so I will go with baby drag.
Okay. Okay, so the last troop for me is I will do... I need something to help with the funnel and to be versatile, so I'm going to...
Carl, you don't need anything. At this point, you're going to...
I don't know. No CC, I'm down a spell, down a siege machine. Okay, I'll take a Yetis then, because I'm going to use like really 2 Yetis for funnel.
Okay.
Yeti funnel.
My last pick. So I've got all air stuff except for miners, and I'm not getting any miners. I will take... You know what? I am going to take an ice golem. Just to give my a chance of surviving. So, I am going to say... You know what? Let's not break the episode because we've had some trouble restarting. Let's go make our friendly challenges and do it. So I'm going to give you the honor of attacking first because my heroes are still down.
Okay.
So I'm throwing up a challenge. Oh, let me think about what CC I want so I can request that. Do you have 1 gems to help me with CC?
Yep.
Okay. In that case, I won't worry about it. Actually, I will because I need to... wreck your attack, and I don't have a CC right now. So, I'm just going to request a blimp. Not a blimp. Yeah, a blimp. Yeah, do I want a blimp? Yeah, blimp and Yetis. Oh, I probably shouldn't use Yetis. Okay, we're going to go bowler bomb. Yeah, it's making me mad. Can't type stuff. Okay. So, we have a blimp. We're still connected, right, Carl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. Whenever you go silent, I get scared.
I'm ready for your donations when you request it.
Okay. There we go. Help me out. And then I have received lots of troops. Great. Thank you. And do you have your friendly army made?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
I'm ready to rock and roll. Right. It's pretty easy without needing a CC or anything. Just...
You've got the plan. All right. Go ahead. I'll commentate. We can just swap commentation.
Okay.
Just know my parents are getting home soon. All right.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
If I just cut off, don't expect to hear from me ever again. No fake dead tablet can save me now.
Okay. Let's see here.
You're
okay,
eyeing up my base, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So just for people to know, actually, I can't look at my base. I don't know what it is. Let me see if I can find it in the current war. Yeah, so my base is sort of a normal anti-3 star. It's got Town Hall on the left side, Eagle, CC in the kind of the middle. Carl, you going to zap that?
No, I didn't cook zaps.
Okay.
I just did a queen charge hog is what I cooked.
Okay.
But you got all these multis and everything. Yeah. It should be fine. What's the worst that can happen?
It would be pretty embarrassing if I beat you at this, but yeah. I feel like this is win-win for me. You've got all the dipsiety. I have no pressure.
Boy.
All right. You going in or are you still planning, Carl?
I should probably just go in here. Let me...
You're just going to overpower me. You have max heroes, don't you?
I do.
If this isn't a 3-star, man.
Oh, now you're really just trying to forcefully put dipsiety on me.
I'm putting as much pressure as I can on right now.
All
right, I'm not seeing that cancel button turn into a watch live.
All right.
My only chance is to rush and pressure you.
Okay, I'll just go for it. And then, but you got the queen way over there. Okay. Well, I totally screwed this up a little bit.
Perfect. I will also screw it up too, don't worry.
We're just going to charge at your queen and the CC, and then hopefully everyone else does. Okay.
Do it.
Okay, don't use the CC. You have to remind me not to use my CC. You'll probably be happy.
Right. Okay. So we're looking at this base.
Oh, you have a hole in your base, by the way.
Over on the right. Is it?
By your queen, you have a big hole.
Just get your attack in. Oh, yes.
I'm going to pretend like that's not there.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. I like the pity. That's my best chance. All right, so Carl is agonizing. He has placed some party wizards on the top right side. He just got destroyed because his healers followed his Yeti. And are getting taken out by a air defense, which is going down pretty quickly, but he is almost out of healers. He's got 3 left, he's gonna be fine. And then his Yeti just got kicked off with a sprint trap. His other Yeti got killed. Mm-hmm. And my Ice Golem CC. You know what? I didn't change my CC, so all I have is an Ice Golem. Okay, so he is at 22%. His queen is doing well. She's going to be fine. She's going to make it through the ice golem. He poisoned a little late, but it still helped get through the ice golem. Just dropped his king on the opposite side. He's taking out 25% of the base now. The eagle just activated and is doing some work on the king. Tesla just popped up, taking some DPS or some hit points from the king, but it's not really a problem at this point. And the eagle is just going down. He's got a minute and 50 left. So he's got 36%, just dropped all of his hogs, which are going to go, hopefully they'll go past town hall. Just his queen just died.
They are, because it's not 50%.
Yeah, the town hall was not activated. So the hogs are going to go past it. And we might end up with, folks, we might get a Carl 1-star. He's healed up his hogs. By the way, he's not going to 1-star. It's going to be at least 2 stars because he had all of his hogs left. His warden ability, 1 minute and 20 seconds. So my best...
I kind of hog split. That was the problem.
All right. We've got a multi and a big bomb doing a little bit of work on the hogs. All right, so a bunch of his hogs just died because the warden had to follow his other hogs. Funnel.
No! It's a fail.
It's going to be a one star, guys.
Yeah.
How much do you want to just drop that royal champion, Carl?
I know.
It's painful. You know what? You might pull this out. Oh, no, no, the bomb tower is doing too much to your hogs, and it just exploded. So you are going to have...
No, I messed up with the healers was the first thing.
The healers was the first thing, because your rookie mistake. Queen Walker had taken the town hall.
Yeah, with the extra healers, the queen would have survived way longer. All right,
so guys, I actually have a chance now, because Carl's going to have... I'm going to go with a 96% one star. They said it couldn't be 92.
Oh no.
All right. It is. Why is it still? Okay. Why did you just. Oh, it's not finishing because you still have those troops you can't deploy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 92% one. It was a good attack. If you got in the town hall, you would have had a 92% two star and you would have been fine. But why don't you go ahead and throw up a challenge and I'll see if I can get two stars.
I have no anti-3 bases is the problem.
You have all anti-2s? You're trying to give me a chance?
Sorry, no anti-2s. I have only anti-3s.
Oh, excellent. That's just what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
You're just going to have something trolly, like 7 Teslas or however many you get all on one side. I'm going to attack and I'm going to get like a 1-star. Oh, I've got to gem my heroes up.
It's all you, man. Okay. Do your best.
I will try to get 2 stars. Okay, so I have... I don't even remember what troops I have. Okay, we've got mainly E-drags. We've got 7 E-drags, which leaves me with 70 more space. So I'm going to take a minor just to remind Carl that he doesn't get them. I'm going to take a couple coconut loons. I've got 7 coconut loons, just 1 for each E-drag to help there. And then I still have a couple ice golems for my Sui Queen. So I've got 1 ice golem. You know what? I'm going to add another ice golem in there, drop a loon. And then, come on. All right. I'm just going to fill up the rest of the space with barbarians. I know I didn't draft them, but I don't like getting them. So I promise I won't do anything useful with them. And then for spells, I'm going to have a lot of freezes, a couple of freezes. And that's what we're going to do for that. This is a weird army. All right, save. And you know what, Carl? I'm going to be kind. I'm not even going to scout. I'm just going to go for this.
And all right, good luck.
Here I go. Okay.
And he's in.
Yes, do things, talk.
My sneaky wall base doesn't do a whole lot of good when you don't really care about my walls. So it's an anti-3. It basically has 3 infernos, each in their individual islands, kind of in the core, 2 single, 1 multi, and then the scatters flanking. So it was pretty easy to do like kind of an E-drag funnel either side and then kind of like Sui Hero with a couple ice golems. But he's basically sending everything at the town hall.
To get the town hall. If I don't get the town hall, yeah. I have no chance.
It's all E-drags with the blimp and the tome to get it. So you're for sure going to rage over top. So you got the town hall because it's on the very outside. So now you just need percentage. So you're going into the sweeper, but right. You have tons of E-drags.
I'm so glad tons of freezes. I have this minor.
But the scatters, you might want to freeze the scatters.
I'm not worried about them, Carl. I don't even know what they are. They can't hurt me.
Okay. All your stuff is disintegrating because you don't care about scatter shots.
Yeah. They don't exist.
You still need to get that 50%, though. You're at 47.
Oh, I got it. Gotcha. Oh, no. Please eat it.
49%. 50%. There you go. Okay. You got me.
All right. I'm not going to even let this run out. I'm just going to end this with my victory. Okay, so Carl, thanks again. Yeah, okay, thanks again so much for coming on. It was a blast to have you. I have one final question for a car person, and I've heard you're a car person. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Okay, I am.
So I need a couple, because like my age, people know things about cars, and that's like something they're into. So I want to sound knowledgeable, even though, so like my mom saw this Facebook post, and mm-hmm. it had phrases to say when your husband's watching football. So she thinks she's really funny coming through. She'll be like, well, I can't say my real name. Hey, Drake, you know, they really got to get their running game going. Or, you know, man, the line's got to pound in a game like this. So can you give me a couple things to say to car people that will make me sound knowledgeable at least like a little bit? Should I be like, ooh, that's a ripping hooner? Or what am I supposed to say?
A ripping hooner. Absolutely do not say that, because okay. you're not 85 years old and you'll sound ridiculous.
Okay.
So here's you want to sound like a real car person, right? Do the people that you have newer cars?
Some of both. Some of them work on cars. Some of them are buying newer cars.
I would suggest saying stuff like, you know, man, you know, electric steering is getting pretty good these days, but I just miss the feel of hydraulic steering.
Oh, I do. So much. Okay. Anything else?
Something like that. And then you could say something like, you know, with all the technology that they're putting in cars these days today, and you know, the price, you know, because a sedan, like, you know, like a Toyota Camry, a Honda Accord, like these type of sedans have been $30,000 forever,
right?
And they keep adding tech onto it, which means something has got to skim down. So you could basically, you know, say, hey, with all this tech, they don't build them like they used to, or you prefer an analog feel, something
Carl,
like that
I
makes you seem more
like,
of like a no, you'll driver sound like oriented.
You'll sound like an 80-year-old man. Don't say that. What you should say is, cars these days. You just gave me like the most 80-year-old man response. But all right. So,
but
thanks.
it's kind of, go ahead. You got to have a combination though of because you want to do that thin line of not sounding like you're old, but sounding like you're a car guy. And the more disconnected you are with the car, which is what all that, you know, electric steering and all this like kind of tech kind of does, like all the cyber nannies like protect you from crashing, which mm-hmm. is like a good deal, but it's also not like as driver focused.
Okay. So, all right. So thanks for those tips, Carl. And thanks again for coming on. And that'll do it for today's show. Peace out, guys. Bye, Carl.